From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The largest U.S.-Russian spy swap since the end of the Cold War is apparently underway. Two U.S. officials familiar with the case tell NPR a scientist imprisoned in Russia on espionage charges has been released. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Scientist Igor Suryakin was flown to Vienna earlier today. His release marks the first step in what is shaping up to be a complicated spy swap between the U.S. and Russia. Officials tell NPR that while the details are still being ironed out, there will be a one-to-one swap in which the U.S. will turn over 10 suspected Russian operatives and receive some jailed Russian prisoners in return. It's unclear who is on the U.S. wish list and when the prisoners will leave Russia. On the U.S. side of the ledger, the 10 people rounded up last week as suspected Russian agents are supposed to appear in a New York court later today. Officials say they're expected to plead guilty to the charge of being an unregistered foreign agent, and then they'd be deported to Russia. That could happen as early as this evening. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
It appears that al-Qaeda plot to attack the New York subway system and blow up a shopping mall in England is bigger than first thought. Norwegian and U.S. officials say three suspected al-Qaeda members were arrested today, two in Norway, one in Germany. Officials say they were part of a terror plot linked to the other two planned attacks. Officials, though, say it's not clear if the men had selected a new target, but they were trying to make peroxide bombs. Ride the Ducks Tour Company is temporarily suspending operations nationwide following an accident yesterday in Philadelphia. Two passengers are still missing after a duck boat and a barge collided on the Delaware River. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Elizabeth Fiedler reports.
Coast Guard Captain Todd Gatlin says the missing passengers could be in the duck boat at the bottom of the river, but it's too murky for divers to know for sure. He says plans to send divers down were canceled because of water conditions, but boats continue to scour the river.
The boats right now are doing search patterns, a lot of shore search patterns, looking for the survivors, hopefully.
Ride the Ducks also operates tours in San Francisco, Seattle, Branson, Missouri, and Newport, Kentucky. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler in Philadelphia.
A lackluster and mixed performance for retail sales last month. Early reports show consumers focusing on deeply discounted clothing as shoppers worry about jobs. Target stores posted a 1.7% hike in sales in stores open over a year, but that's less than economists wanted. And though Costco posted solid revenue gains, it was mainly due to international business. And that has retailers worried, too, about the important back-to-school season that's just ahead. Oil rose above $75 a barrel today, spurred on by the rally on Wall Street. Midday trading bench crude for August was up $1.65 to $75.16 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 47 points. The Nasdaq is up 1 point. The S&P 500 is up 2. This is NPR. A man wanted for questioning in connection with the abduction of a 4-year-old girl in Missouri has died after allegedly shooting himself as police arrived at his house. Police say they wanted to talk to him about the kidnapping of Elisa Mayer, who was taken from the front yard of her home Monday night. She was found a day later. An experimental solar-powered plane made aviation history, becoming the first manned aircraft to fly through the night without fuel. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the Swiss-made solar impulse aircraft flew more than 26 hours on batteries powered by the sun.
Pilot André Borschberg is a big man. He emerges from his bathtub-sized cockpit to a hero's welcome and is jubilant.
So many things happened since yesterday, and everything went very well. I mean, it's really unbelievable. So we did better and more than what we expected to do, we wanted to do. So it's a really great success.
Borschberg calls the flight a milestone. He says it proves it's feasible to fly day and night on solar power alone. What this means, he says, is the technology used to fly the plane can be used in other spheres to produce and save energy. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Freddie Mac says mortgage rates dropped to the lowest level in 50 years this week, down to 4.57%. That's the lowest since Freddie Mac began keeping records in 1971. Mad Men, Glee, and The Pacific are among the shows with multiple Emmy nominations announced this morning. And Conan O'Brien may be gone from his hosting spot at The Tonight Show, but he did earn an Emmy nomination while Jay Leno was snubbed. Betty White also got a nod for her part hosting Saturday Night Live. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.